You're listening to Operation Self Reset with Jake Naraki. What is going on, you freaking awesome people? Welcome back to Operation Self Reset. My name is Jake Naraki, coming to you live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where each and every week we dive into a different topic in the world of personal development. And today we're going to be talking about how to have a vacation every single week. Sounds ridiculous. Maybe it is. But before we get into it, I want to thank today's sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by a new podcast that is coming out. The podcast name is called A Better Night's Sleep. It is a free show, and you can either Google A Better Night's Sleep podcast or search for A Better Night's Sleep wherever you listen to your podcast, because literally everyone could use a better night's sleep. So before I get into the topic for today, I want to set the stage a little bit. I want to dress it up. I want to entice it so it's attractive looking. It makes you want to stay around a little bit longer. And it's nothing more than this. It is spring break time here in the United States of America. Spring break is when grade schools, high schools, and even colleges have a break from school. And people go and travel around the country, around the world, family vacations, friend vacations, buddy or girl vacations, spring break time, what have you. And one thing that I want to say is this: spring break is something that always the people from Wisconsin look forward to. I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a colder state. We're here in the Midwest. And along with that, we really enjoy warm weather. We have been beaten down by cold weather since October of 2017. So anytime that we could get away into some warmer climate, we will jump at the opportunity. Spring break for us is that opportunity for us to get away, to get to a warmer climate so we can get some vitamin D, that we can enjoy 80-degree weather. Bring out our summer clothes, and it's just a really great time to walk away, step away from the cold elements here in the Midwest. Now, for me, I've been fortunate to go on multiple spring breaks since I was a little kid. My family was a family that enjoyed traveling. We enjoyed driving down to Florida. We enjoyed going to Disneyland, to nicer locations, and it worked out very well for us. As I got into the fire service, I had money to my name, and we went to spring break. Even though we weren't in college, I was a young guy in the college age bracket, and we went to the popular spring break locations. We went to Cancun. We went to South Padre Island. We went to Panama City, and we lived it up. We were living the good life. And as I stand here today, reflecting on my younger spring break days of me and guy trips, it was absolutely crazy. I stand in front of you today, getting prepared the night before a week-long vacation down in Punta Cana with my family, my three boys, my sister, their kids. It's a big group of us, and we're going to have a lot of fun. And what I realized is this topic that I want to discuss today about vacation planning or trying to have a vacation every single week was really an idea, or I should say really inspired by the iconic Zig Ziglar. Zig Ziglar was a motivational speaker that spoke on an array of different topics. But one kind of quote that he always said is, why is it that we can get more things done the night or the day before vacation than a lot of us can get done in an average year? And it's a funny quote. It's a funny idea, because truly, I live that today. Truly, I ran around like a crazy person, getting things organized, buying last-minute knickknacks, things to gather, food for the trip, all different types of things, and I got more things done today than I have in months and months before. And why is that? Now, a couple of things. In the world of personal development, we understand that we need to set goals. We need to have a vision. We have to have, obviously, things to celebrate, to work towards. And once we get there, we're able to enjoy them. And obviously, a vacation is that. A vacation is a moment when you know you're going to be going somewhere. It's set in your calendar months in advance, maybe years in advance. And it's something we're looking forward to because it's going to be fun. There's not going to be pressure of work or family or things back home. We are literally disappearing from our normal life and going to a location that we're unfamiliar. And anytime there's unfamiliarity, if I can even say that correctly, it rattles our system. One thing that I say time and time again, get comfortable with the uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to go to a new location, but when you know you're going there for fun, you know, to play in the sand, out in the sun, what have you, it's not uncomfortable. It's exciting. It's exhilarating, but it's the same form of being uncomfortable. We just put it in different retrospects. If I told you to go climbing up Mount Everest, it would be very uncomfortable for you. But if I told you that you're going to spend a week-long vacation in the Swiss Alps in a beautiful home built in the side of a mountain and you just had to hike up to it, it's a totally different definition of being uncomfortable. And so what I'm trying to say is, how can we, you and I, plan more vacations into our schedule so we are more dedicated, we set bigger goals, we're more focused, we're more energized, we have a game plan, we visualize, and of course, we are truly determined to make sure we knock out all the things that we have to before the vacation even begins. Now, to pull you back into my world today, I mean, my gosh, I created an amazing to-do list almost 2 days beforehand. It was organized. It was pre-planned. I visualized how the day was going to turn out, as in today. I had a game plan of where I needed to go from step one to step Z. I also had to make sure that when I went into a store that I had my blinders on. I wasn't there to browse. I wasn't slacking. I knew exactly in the store where I needed to go to get the sunscreen, the chapstick, the pain medication, the aloe vera, what have you. And most importantly, I made sure that my time was geared towards getting the job done, my to-do list. So I didn't have time really to check email. I really didn't have time to check and go on social media. I wasn't just watching random YouTube videos for no reason. I actually stayed the course and I pre-planned in advance. And so the question is, and the whole reason for the show and podcast is, how can we get that type of authority? How can we get that type of focus? How can we get that type of clarity on a weekly basis instead of a yearly, you know, every other year, whenever you take your vacations? Now, before I get into the nuts and bolts of this, I want to say, anytime that we go on a vacation, the best time, the most energizing time, the most exciting time of a vacation is the week before you actually go on the vacation. Why is that? This is my personal belief, is because before you go on the vacation, you're planning, you're visualizing, you're anticipating, you're excited, all these jitters. When you finally step your feet onto the plane or get into the location, the clock is ticking. And these days, as you know, fly by so fast. And so this is kind of a way for me to understand that when I do go on a vacation, to really enjoy the process as opposed to enjoying the vacation as it is. Because the vacation is going to be the vacation. It's going to be amazing. We know this. Regardless of what happens, it's going to be a lot better than what I'm currently doing here. And so I need to kind of get a little pregame energy, a little pregame love for the trip before I even step foot onto the airplane. So the question is, where do we go from here? How do we create more vacations into our schedule on a regular basis for us to be more determined, focused, energized, all those great things? Unfortunately, there is no magic bullet. Unfortunately, there is no secret sauce. Unfortunately, there is no amazing thing that I'm going to say that's going to awe you. But I am going to reaffirm the things that we should be doing on more of a regular basis. Number one, obviously we need to have a goal, but number two, to have a celebration, to have a day where we know that we can celebrate something fun, something energizing, something we love to do. And if we work hard during the week, will allow us to get the reward in the weekend. One thing that I tell my kids all the time is that you need to do the work and then you get the reward. You got to do the work and then get the reward. You don't get the reward and then say, I'm going to do the work after it. Like saying, I'm going to lose weight, but before I do, I'm going to go and get this big, delicious bowl of ice cream and smother in hot chocolate and all different types of things. It doesn't work like that. If you want to lose weight, you say, today I'm going to start my goal of losing weight, and once a week I'm going to have a cheat meal or a cheat day, whatever you want to call it, or I know that there's a birthday party coming up. I love birthday cake. I'm going to treat myself if I work really hard this week and stay focused on the task at hand so I can get the reward. Now, obviously, in that regard, it's easier said than done. These keywords of setting goals, having a celebration, visualizing, all those key attributes in any type of form of getting us from A to B to B to C and so on and so forth is the process. It's the journey. Hey guys, sorry for that interruption, but I want to talk about our sponsor for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by a new podcast called A Better Night's Sleep. Everyone could use a better night's sleep. The podcast A Better Night's Sleep can help you do just that. Get tips from experts on the best bedtime routines, learn about sleep disorders and nightmares, and even how infants, children, and teens can get better rest. A Better Night's Sleep is hosted by Dr. Julie Kinn, a research psychologist at the Defense Health Agency. In each episode, Dr. Kinn hosts military sleep experts like Dr. Jonathan Olin, director of the Sleep Lab at Fort Carlson, and Colonel Brian Robertson at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. They'll answer listener questions, explain how sleep treatments work, and suggest how to change your sleep habits. Although the podcast was created for the military and community in mind, anyone can benefit from a better night's sleep. Subscribe for free wherever podcasts are available. To learn more, Google A Better Night's Sleep Podcast or search for A Better Night's Sleep wherever you listen to podcasts. So thank you for sponsoring the show, and I can truly, with my own research, agree that we all need more sleep in our life. If this sounds appealing, go check it out. It is a free podcast, sounds awesome, and I'm going to do some due diligence and check it out myself. So join me by checking out A Better Night's Sleep podcast. Thank you. But the obvious things are not always so obvious. And the reason why I say that is because today I had a good friend, my best friend, Jordan Hart, stop on over at the house. He lives in California. He's been on the podcast a couple of times. And Jordan and I were talking about the joy of talking with somebody on the airplane. And he was telling me a story recently of, you know, somebody he connected with, and it was a great contact, and he had very interesting stories and so on and so forth. And the funny part was I shared a story recently with him, or I should say today, that when I was in an airplane with my wife, we sat next to a very older gentleman. He was like in his mid-80s, 88 years old. I got to know him very well. He was from Italy. He came here to Milwaukee. He started a restaurant. It was very successful. He sold the restaurant, opened a new restaurant. He got married, had kids, so on and so forth. And I asked him at the end of our airplane ride, because, you know, he was a successful individual, created a lot of money, created a lot of jobs, created an impact in the Milwaukee area. I said, do you have any regrets? Like, what's the thing that you wish you would have went for? The thing that you would have gone for? The thing that would have inspired you, or whatever the case was, that you look back on and go, man, I missed that opportunity. Man, I should have, could have, would have. And he sat there for a second, and he said the most obvious thing that you and I know on a daily basis, but we never do. It's the thing that everybody says, but nobody really pays attention to. But when you are in that position at 88 years old, you look back on and wish you would have done more of. And for this gentleman, his thing was that he wishes that he would have spent more time with family. The case was, through his amazing progression of starting restaurants and selling and making an impact in Milwaukee and so on and so forth, he got a divorce. The divorce led to his children staying with his ex-wife. He didn't see his kids all the time. And now that he's 88 years old, he's trying to buy back time. He's trying to save those relationships. He's trying to get back to the beginning and to make sure that, you know, hey, I wasn't there for you guys when you're growing up, but I'm going to be there for you now. And it hit me. It was like a punch to the gut. It was a punch to the face. It was like somebody, you know, pinched my ear. What was I looking for? You know, I mean, I get wrapped up in the whole entrepreneur spirit and business and success and, you know, ideas and visualizing and goals and all that different types of stuff. But man, oh man, did that bring me down full-heartedly. And hopefully, by you understanding the excitement that is built around a vacation, is the same thing in a different sense here. You know what needs to happen, but yet for some odd reason, you choose not to look at it. You still search on Google for 10 tips for more productivity. You still search on Google for how to get more energy throughout the day, how to sleep quicker, how to lose weight more, how to have better relationships, how to reduce the addiction, the quick, easy steps that all of us go look for. And when we are on those sites like Forbes or Huffington Post or Lifehacker, we scan through them and we go, I've heard it, I've heard it, I've heard it, I've heard it. But isn't that funny that we've heard it a million times, but yet we still choose not to take action on it? So my question for you is, how do you create more vacations in your own personal life? And so you need to create a celebration. There has to be something you're working towards. A goal is great. A goal is motivating. But instead of thinking of it as a goal, think of it as a celebration. Something that you're going to celebrate when you achieve that thing. Weight loss, rebuilding a relationship, writing a book, running a 5K marathon or walking a 5K, something to regards of it has to be a celebration. Because if you don't create a celebration around your goal, it's not going to be something that you're going to have the focus, determination, energy like you would if it's the day before you go on a Caribbean vacation, a cruise or Europe or whatever your ideal vacation would be, fill in the blank for you. And so again, what do we need to do to have more vacations in our life? We need to have more celebrations. And that's the gist of this show. Right here, right now, you need to have a celebration. Birthday parties are always fun to look forward to because there's going to be friends, there's going to be family, there's going to be cake, there's going to be presents, and it's going to be a joyful atmosphere. Why does everybody enjoy Christmas? Because great food, presents, warm atmosphere, couple of cocktails, a glowing Christmas tree inside of a house instead of outside of a house, the same applies. It's a celebration. And so the thing to create more vacations in your life, you need to have a celebration. All right, Jake, we got it. What is next? The next part is that you need to have obviously a game plan on getting to that celebration. If you want to listen to previous podcasts, have it on goal setting, outlines, how to have your best 2018. That was delivered and produced back in early 2018, January, I believe. I think it was maybe the first Wednesday in January. Go check that out if you're really intrigued. But if you really need an outline, just work backwards, needless to say. So if your goal is to run 5 miles this week, think, what do I have to do to accomplish running 5 miles this week? Is it to run all 5 miles on Friday when you set the goal on for the celebration on Saturday? Or should it be run 1 mile every single day during the week so then you can have your celebration on Saturday? It's up to you how to figure that out and work backwards. But I would have to say maybe the most important, the most iconic, the biggest, the best, and of course the most impactful would be visualization. I said it before, I'll say it again. Visualization, if I could say it, visualization is one of the most impactful tools that you and I should do more on a regular basis. Because your mind is an amazing, amazing, powerful tool. So powerful, it can dictate outcomes that you and I logically can't even control. There is a thing called the placebo effect, and by you taking sugar pills or by you taking injections of water and salt into the body, and yet somebody tells you that it's a steroid, or somebody tells you it's memory pills, or somebody tells you that it's going to help you lose weight or whatever, your body will react and will assist you in attaining that, will assist you with losing weight quicker, will it help you get better memory, will help you be faster on the football field or what have you. I'm doing my own research on placebos. I'm doing my own documentation to see what the history is and how it got started and stuff like that. More on that to come. But in the meantime, visualization is absolutely key. What does it have to do with the placebos? Is the same that applies to visualization. If your body thinks it is doing something, it has something inside, it will go about that. Your mind is basically playing a trick on in the body. The same with visualization. You can act as if you have done that already. Or, as Michael Jordan has put it, visualization is one of the best tools that I have ever used in my life. When I was traveling, when I was on the buses, when I was even before bed, I was able to be on the court, even though my body wasn't. I was shooting free throws. I was doing layups. I was doing last-minute quick shots in preparation for the season and for the game, because I knew other people weren't doing it. Michael Jordan is probably one of the best basketball players in the history of the NBA. He's very famous for all the iconic shots he has made, all because he was a big fan and he practiced visualization. Visualization is nothing more than closing your eyes and having an image, almost like an out-of-body experience, seeing yourself go through the paces needed to accomplish that celebration. It sounds ridiculous, it sounds weird, but Olympians have done it, business people have done it, CEOs have done it, world changers have done it. Anybody that has done anything accomplished that is published in a book, online, newspapers, or the news itself have visualized to some degree. Michael Phelps, the most gold medal, the most gold Olympic medals in the history of the Olympics, visualizes all the time. The winners are visualizing. If you want to be a winner to get to the celebration, you need to visualize. More on that later on this year. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap this up. You need, if you want to have more vacations this year, you need to have more celebrations. If you want to work harder than you ever have worked before, you need to have a celebration, not just a goal. Something that you will truly do something out of the ordinary. You'll go eat something, you'll go party with somebody, you'll go experience something, whatever the case is, create a celebration out of it instead of a goal. It'll be funner to look towards that. And also too, why is it every time before a vacation, everybody, anybody and everybody is determined, focused, and energized, even though we have 52 other weeks out of the year, and those other weeks, we do nothing. We're unorganized, we're all over the place, we go to stores, and we browse, and we waste time driving around in circles, as opposed to as if we were leaving for a vacation tomorrow. So literally, I am leaving for a vacation tomorrow morning, so I'm going to cut this short. I appreciate you guys 110%. I thank you for all your love and support. Anything that I can do for you guys, please let me know. Send me an email, jake@operationselfreset.com. And until the meantime, check out my other podcasts and more great things to come from Operation Self Reset. If you know of somebody that could use a little bit of awesomeness in their own personal life, feel free to share this podcast in particular. And by you being a part of this show, I just want to let you know you're pretty freaking awesome. So I thank you for your time. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next week Wednesday for another great episode of Operation Self Reset. And also too, I should have said this, I'm recording this in advance, and by the time you are listening to this, I'm already in Punta Cana right now living it up. So I will not be checking email. I will not be checking social media. And so go out there and do something great. Have your own celebration if you're unable to have your own vacation. And happy spring break to the individuals that are doing great things this week. Take care of yourselves. We'll catch you next week, Wednesday. See ya.